Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of September 2019. Special court is extended till the 3rd of October the judicial custody of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in connection with the INX media corruption case. The court also allowed medical examination of Chidambaram. London court has further remanded Nirav Modi to judicial custody until the 17th of October. The fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi is wanted in India in connection with the nearly $2 billion Punjab National Bank fraud and money laundering case. Uttarakhand High Court has read down a law which disqualified candidates with more than two children from contesting panchayat elections in the state. The court also ruled that the law applies to only those parents who had a third child or more after the 17th of July this year. Supreme Court has summoned the Home Secretary of the Uttar Pradesh government, asking him to come clean on the state's stand on a petition filed by a 16-year-old Muslim girl whose marriage has been declared void on account of age. The court took to task the counsel for the state government, questioning if they realize that the ambiguity has compelled the girl to languish in a shelter home against her will. Supreme Court has issued non-bailable warrant against the superintendent of district jail of Gautam Buddha Nagar in Uttar Pradesh after it was apprised that he had released an accused from prison despite the Supreme Court order cancelling his bail. The court passed the order while admitting a contempt petition filed against the jail superintendent. Supreme Court, while upholding subsection 5 of section 62 of Punjab Value Added Tax Act 2005, has observed that the appellate authority cannot override statutory requirement of pre-deposit when the statute mandates that no appeal can be entertained unless such requirement is satisfied. Supreme Court has clarified that the burden of proof rests ordinarily on those who attack the deed. Supreme Court has observed that the process of conducting separate interviews for general and reserve category candidates is totally legal. The court further noted that reserved category candidate can be treated as unreserved category candidate provided such candidate did not avail any other special concession. Supreme Court has observed that self-serving statements on income without any proof of financial resources will not be enough to prove that plaintiff in a suit for specific performance was ready and willing to perform her part of the contract. Supreme Court has rejected a review petition filed by a section of industry, which sought clarity on its judgment on restructuring wages for deducting employees' provident fund, EPF, contribution, leaving companies confused about the implementation of the order. Gujarat High Court has ruled that a crime against a person belonging to SC/ST community in other state and not in Gujarat invite provisions of the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, SC/ST Act. The court further clarifies that this law is meant to protect the dignity of members of scheduled castes and tribes and has nothing to do with the provisions of reservation in jobs and education. Bombay High Court has asked the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation to pay an interim compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the family of a man who died last year after getting sucked into a magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, machine at a Mumbai hospital. The civic body runs the BYL Nair Hospital, where the incident took place. Uttarakhand High Court has passed an order which makes employees of the state government ineligible for maternity leave after their second child. The court has set aside an earlier order passed in July 2018 by a single bench of the High Court. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a public interest litigation seeking the court's assistance in directing the state authorities to construct footpaths with assistive pathways for the blind and specially abled individuals and to ensure the proper upkeep of footpaths in Delhi. Jharkhand High Court, JHC, has ruled that non-inclusion of the parents and sister of the deceased workman dying in harness in the list of dependents to be appointed on compassionate ground was unfair and frustrates the very object of the compassionate appointment scheme. Madhya Pradesh High Court has levied fine of 50,000 rupees on Medanta Hospital, Indore for not having an internal complaints committee, ICC, required to be constituted under subsection 1 of section 4 of the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace, Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act, 2013. It also directed the hospital to pay compensation to the tune of 25 lakhs rupees to the complainant in the case for failing to address her case of sexual harassment. Karnataka High Court has declared that the Karnataka Excise Act, 1965 does not allow online sale or home delivery of liquor either for oneself or as an agent. The court said, it is not possible to carry out business of online order processing and delivery of liquor to the consumers in Karnataka in the absence of enabling provision available under the Karnataka Excise, KE, Act to grant such license. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has barred Vikram Bakshi from leaving the country without informing it or the Debt Recovery Tribunal first. The appellate tribunal has also said that the deal between Bakshi's Connaught Plaza Restaurants Limited and McDonald's India would not be given effect to until further orders. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has declined to entertain a plea moved by the Resolution Professional, RP, of Reliance Communications Limited, ARCOM, seeking refund of nearly 580 crore rupees from Ericsson India. Instead, he was asked to approach the Mumbai bench of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has imposed a penalty of 10 lakhs rupees on Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, ILND FS, for non-disclosure of price-sensitive information to stock exchanges. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has rejected a plea challenging the Delhi government's decision to implement the odd-even car rationing scheme in the national capital from the 4th of November to the 15th of November. Union Cabinet has approved an ordinance namely the prohibition of electronic cigarettes, production, manufacture, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, storage and advertisement, Ordinance, 2019 banning production, import, distribution and sale of electronic cigarettes. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, who headed a group of ministers on the issue, said the decision to ban e-cigarettes was taken as they were a health risk to the youth. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified Rules 10OD and 10UE for the purpose of making reference to approving panel under subsection 4 of section 144BA of the Income Tax Act, 1961 under General Anti-Avoidance Rule, GAAR.